Hey guys, this is going to be a very simple beginner tutorial on how to make a watermark on a photo in GIMP. And the reason why I'm making a very simple beginner tutorial is one, because people ask me how to do this, and two, because I'm on a very old computer and I can't do any zooming in and out effects. So I can't really show you anything complicated, but if you have trouble following this, then just watch in full screen and you should be able to follow it just fine. So I'm just going to start, and I've already got my photo open here, but if you haven't and you're wondering how to open it, go to File, Open. It's that easy. And then I'm gonna set my foreground color to white, and you can click on the color here and then just move this all the way to the right hand corner and click OK, and then you know your foreground color is white. I'm gonna make my watermark of text, so I'm gonna click on my text tool and I'm choosing the font Sans Bold, but if you want another font, just click on this and then choose your font from this list here. I'm going to stick with Sans Bold, and size I'm going to put it at 75, and now I'm going to click on my image and just type in watermark. Of course you can type in whatever you want, and now I think that this is a little bit too small, so I'm going to make the size of this bigger, of this text, and you can simply do it by clicking on this arrow key here. So this is much better, and if you want to move this to the middle, your font, you can just move this like this. And sometimes it will look like this, when you know that you've typed in watermark and not watermark. So what you can do then is just use these drag handles to make this box bigger. So now I've got the box nicely around the text watermark, and I'm going to close the GIMP text editor here. And what you can see in your layer dialog here is that there are two layers now, and the top layer says watermark, and that's your text layer that you've just created. And we're going to rotate that layer by going to our rotate tool here, click on it once, and then just click on your image, and then you can see this, let's see, where is it, this rotate window popping up. You can rotate it by just clicking on the image and just pulling this down, dragging this down, and then click on rotate in here. And now it's rotated, but it doesn't look like a watermark just yet, because it isn't transparent at all. And you can easily do this by going back to your layer dialog, click on the watermark layer again, because we're gonna make that bit a little bit transparent. And you can do that by going to opacity in here and just moving this slider down to about 25%. You can move it up and down a bit, a little bit, until it looks good, what you think looks good. So your opacity can be a little bit higher or lower to what works best with your image. And that's basically it, but we need to sort of save it now, and what you do is right click on the layer again, right click, and click on merge down. There we go. And now we're going to save it, and going to go to File, Save As, and make sure you click on Save As and not Save, because when you click on Save, you will overwrite the original image, and you don't want it, because then you won't have an image without a watermark anymore. So I'm going to click Save As, and I'm going to call this watermark. And now the important bit, type in .jpg, and then click on Save. And then it might ask you to flatten the image, and if it does, then just click on Export. And now it will ask you the quality of the image. And if you want to show this as a preview, then click on Show Preview in Image Window. And here you can see that a preview will pop up. And if you want to see what it looks like if you lower the quality, this is when I lower the quality all the way to zero. You see that the quality is really bad. So I'm going to put it back at 85%. And just use the quality that looks best for you, what you think. And then you can just click on Save, and then you're done. I'm going to click on Cancel, because I've already saved this, and Cancel again. And well, that was it. That's how you make a simple watermark on a photo. And I hope this tutorial was helpful, and if it was, and you want to learn more on how to do things in GIMP, just go to my channel, watch my videos, and if you like them, maybe you'd like to subscribe as well. And thank you for watching.